You are listening to the Jam Session here on 88.3 WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, listener-supported public radio for the east end of Long Island and coastal Connecticut.
Major funding for the Jam Session is provided by Bay Burger Restaurant in Sag Harbor, New York. You can catch a live taping of the Jam Session Radio Hour every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, find us online at thejamsession.org. And by Keyed Up, helping to bridge the financial gap between musicians and venues. Committed to keeping live jazz alive with a grant from the Jazz Foundation of America. Find out more online at keyedup.org. Also by Sagtown Coffee on Main Street in Sag Harbor. Open 7 days year-round at 6 a.m. featuring La Colombe Coffee. Sagtown does lunch, smoothies, flatbread pizza, sandwiches and salads, draft latte, cold brew and kombucha on tap, soups and pastries. For more information, visit sagtown.com. Good evening. Welcome to the Jam Session here on 88.3 WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, George Howard. And tonight's broadcast was recorded at Bay Burger Restaurant on June 13th, 2018. We had Oscar Feldman on saxophone and Alex Sipiajan on trumpet. And this was another one of those nights at Bay Burger where we have a line of horn players out the door sitting in with us. This is part two of our broadcast from this evening. Part one was last week, and we're happy to present a little bit more ruckus and jam hour full of jammers, and also to welcome John Landis here with us. Hey, John.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Great.
Good, man. Yeah, it was a good night. Class was absent, correct? Yeah.
Class was absent.
And Class, which is a rare thing, because Class is our, he's our anchor, and he's the man who makes, you know, who does the biggest job of making all this happen. And we welcome him back. He's going to be back this week. And he was actually in Alabama at Space Camp, which sounds pretty cool. And he took his, he and his wife took their boys down there to act like little NASA astronauts. And it was apparently quite the experience. But yeah, it was a great night. Oscar and Alex, who generally are special guests on their own. So to have, it's justifiable that we have two parts. And this being the second part of a night when, two nights, or a night when they were both together. Alex, so good on what he does. Has had 17 albums of, on his own, that where he's recorded as leader. Oscar, probably almost as many. Both of them really, really fine players from very different backgrounds. And that's the kind of thing you want when you come to see something like this, is to hear diversity and the way people can play together. It's excellent.
Yeah, we'll hear a bit more of that, and we'll come back soon. We'll be right back.
songs. You are listening to the Jam Session here on 88.3 WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting, listener-supported public radio for the east end of Long Island and coastal Connecticut.
Major funding for the Jam Session is provided by Bay Burger Restaurant in Sag Harbor, New York. You can catch a live taping of the Jam Session Radio Hour every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, find us online at thejamsession.org. And by Keyed Up, helping to bridge the financial gap between musicians and venues. Committed to keeping live jazz alive with a grant from the Jazz Foundation of America. Find out more online at keyedup.org. Also by Sagtown Coffee on Main Street in Sag Harbor. Open 7 days year-round at 6 a.m. featuring La Colombe Coffee. Sagtown does lunch, smoothies, flatbread pizza, sandwiches and salads, draft latte, cold brew and kombucha on tap, soups and pastries. For more information, visit sagtown.com.
And thank you for continuing to listen with us here on 88.3. This is the Jam Session. I'm your host, George Howard. We're listening to our recording from June 13th, 2018. And I'm here with John Landis. And John, we recently had a Jam Session production at the Talk House.
This was an excellent evening. It was the evening of the 24th and followed Jazz for Jennings. Those of you who are familiar with Jazz for Jennings, and those of you who aren't, it's really a great occasion that benefits the Bridgehampton Child Care Center, one of the great nonprofits out here that takes it upon itself, opening up to some of the underprivileged kids out here from the neighborhoods, and has a national annual benefit that started with Peter Jennings years ago, and then since he's been gone, his wife has reinstituted about 3 or 4 years ago, and just a marvelous occasion at the Watermill Center. And they always make sure that they have some top stellar jazz musicians, and this year it was the Evan Sherman Band, led by Evan Sherman, who was a drummer, 24-year-old drummer from New Jersey, and some other great players, some that we've had for the Jam Session before, like Frank Lacey, others a wonderful, wonderful vocalist named Joy Brown. And so what they did is they played after, later on in the evening, at the Stephen Talk House in Amagansett. And it was just a great night. They essentially don't do jazz at the Stephen Talk House, but now they did. And for us jazz fans out here, we got to make sure that they do again. So if you're stopping by the Talk House, say, "Oh, I heard you guys had some jazz in late June and winter really went well. You ought to be doing that some more, because we can do it some more." And the guys at the Talk House, the people at the Talk House, really loved it. One guy said to me, it's reggae, it's rock, it's reggae, it's rock. hey, we got some jazz. Are you kidding? This is diversity. This is great. And it was well received by more than 80 of us on that particular night. So those of you who came out, thank you very much. Those of you who didn't, we will do more jazz at the Talk House. That's one of our dedicated goals.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a great night. I was sorry that I missed it, but even more cause to do it again. And now back to our program from June 13th, 2018.
You are listening to The Jam Session here on 88.3 WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting. Listener-supported public radio for the east end of Long Island and coastal Connecticut.
Major funding for The Jam Session is provided by Bay Burger Restaurant in Sag Harbor, New York. You can catch a live taping of The Jam Session Radio Hour every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, find us online at thejamsession.org. And by Keyed Up, helping to bridge the financial gap between musicians and venues. Committed to keeping live jazz alive with a grant from the Jazz Foundation of America. Find out more online at keyedup.org. Also by Sagtown Coffee on Main Street in Sag Harbor. Open 7 days year-round at 6 a.m. featuring La Colombe Coffee. Sagtown does lunch, smoothies, flatbread pizza, sandwiches and salads, draft latte, cold brew and kombucha on tap, soups and pastries. For more information, visit sagtown.com.
And as we draw to the conclusion of our program, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. This is part two of our recording from June 13th with Oscar Feldman and Alex Sipiajan. And this was just a great night, as evidenced by the music. And I'm here with John Landis.
And we really did enjoy Alex and Oscar, and we want to thank both of those guys, because they do play regularly as part of our special guest program, and they're the heart, they're some of the heart and soul of the jam session. Oscar, who's from Argentina, played with Paquito Rivera's UN Orchestra, done all kinds of things. Alex Sipiagin, 17 albums on his belt on the Criss Cross label. He's played with everybody from Clapton to Elvis Costello to Gil Goldstein out here, who's on the North Fork, and another one of the people that we welcome to the jam sessions. We're very lucky to have this kind of quality musician.
Yeah, and that they're out here and coming to the jam session is just spectacular. Well, thank you, John, our executive producer, for being here tonight. And
thank you, George.
Helping us with all
this.
It's
a pleasure.
We want to thank Cleas Brondel, who's our musical director and coordinator for the Thursday Night Live Band. And I'm your host, producer, and audio engineer. Please stay tuned for National Native News next with Antonia Gonzalez, followed by Ed German and the Urban Jazz Experience. We'll catch you next week. Good night.